Nyadugulini Piper Tracker Radio Program. Nganan Udini Government Dango Wanganja Joda, Anangumandago, Balanu Government Dango, Jinguiardo.
This is the Paper Tracker Radio Show, the show that lets you know what's happening in South Australia's remote Ananor communities and tells you what government's saying and doing for Ananor.
Wairangu jura nyuragulini Anangu Lands Paper Tracker Radio Show ganga ela hello mawangani suluguru mona jabini nyari nyingana bashanga gwari su.
Wai Rose, in today's program, we're going to be focusing on the Community Development Program, or CDP, and we'll be looking at how it's affecting people living in remote communities.
Community Development Program, CDP. Remote community.
There used to be the CDEP, which was the Community Development and Employment Program. This was then changed and renamed the Remote Jobs and Communities Program. And more recently, from the 1st of July 2015, this program was changed again and is now called the Community Development Program, or CDP.
CDEP, the Community Development Mono Employment Program. Remote Jobs and Communities Program. Kaguari, panya 1st of July 2015, mongado. Program nyangaja pego change melano. Mono Kwaril Tangarani Community Development Program, Nyoranendi Banya CDP.
The CDP is a Work for the Dole program and requires that people who receive income benefits have to work for 25 hours every week throughout the year in order to get their welfare money. People on CDP get 10 weeks leave each year, which includes annual leave, sick leave, and cultural leave.
Ka CDP nyangaja nya Work for the Dole program woro. Mono arangarani anangurango jingoro income benefit manani. Mono valangoro wakarinja ngarani 25 hours per week banya. Wiki kujungunga the 25 hours wakarinja ku yiang kujunga. Mono valurjana welfare manil taurani. CDP 10 weeks leave per year manani. 10 weeks panya leave mono nyangaja annual leave mono nya pigajarangola sick leave manani mono cultural leave gulgulo.
You have to participate in the CDP if you live in a remote area and get New Start allowance, a parenting payment or youth allowance, and are unemployed or have what government calls mutual obligation requirements, which means that you're receiving income support money.
Remote area ngoro kanyondo charbani CDP program tuwano mono New Start allowance kulugulunga mono parenting payment jingoro youth allowance jingoro nyondo unemployment orani nyarabalunjananya. Ka government ango ini yungani mutual obligation requirement. Ka alaji ngarani nyondo jingoro income support manani ka nyangaja requirement ngarani nyondo wananjaku.
The CDP includes over 1,000 communities and about 35,000 people, of which 83% are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
Ka CDP ngu nyangaja ngarani 1,000 community jara, muno 35,000 anau yoda wakarini, ka nyangaja 83% anau muno Torres Strait Islander ngurareja yoda.
The CDP only operates in remote communities and is different to the Job Active program, which was also introduced from the 1st of July 2015. But it operates in cities and big towns. Now, under Job Active, job seekers have to participate in Work for the Dole or other work-like activity for only 6 months of each year in order to keep getting their income support. or they need to look for up to 20 jobs each month. So people on CDP have to work longer than city-based job seekers who receive welfare payments.
Waga CDP nyangada ngarani kujo nyanga remote community juranga muno ara kujo bajuranga ni job active program titu muno kujo banyaraja kanyaraja jana juno 1st July 2015 da paloro nyang sitinga kujo ngarani muno town juranga ka job active ango job seeker juranga paloro jana banya ngarani muno wa karangani banya work for the doll muno wa kujuba kolo jinga activity jara nya 6 months six piranga ye kujugo jonga banya balor jana manjin jago jana bank come support muno ngori ni kolo jobs kujuba jingo 20 jobs pira kujugo jonga angola ngori jago wa ka karna ojuda banya CDP ko balor jana awa pulga wa karangani banya city based job seeker jodango charungon bangarani jana welfare payment man go jago.
To find out more about the CDP and how it's affecting communities, we're going to be talking with Australian Labor Party Senator Malindiri McCarthy.
Kangana na gwaril ta gulini CDP mono yaljingo nyangango pamponi banya ano community jodanga. Munlawanga nyilta Australian Labor Party Senator Malindiri McCarthy la.
Our interview with Senator Malindiri McCarthy is coming up in a few minutes, but first we're going to listen to some music.
I've been living in this town since I was a kid, walking streets, pumping beats, what this brother did. I've been thinking of my life and how it really is. Got brothers who be hustling in the crime biz. Because of that, police arrest little kids. But you don't understand the life that we really live. Always judging and thinking of the color. Well, I got raised by the words of my mother. She told me when I was a little kid, get an education, son, and always dream big. So I've been trying to do what I do, but it's kinda hard, you know, when people think about you. Color of my skin, I was born to be bad, but they don't really see within, cause I'm really a good boy, that's how it's gonna be. People don't say crime when they really know me, cause they don't really know who I am or what I've been through. They don't understand the struggles when I'm going to school. They don't understand the rules when I put up with life. They don't understand the struggles of not being white, cause I'm trying to be nice when I'm spitting on the mic. So I'll put my pen to paper and I'm writing all night, and I start to sound tight, so I'll hold the message right. Let's stop the fight, relate the colors of black and white, cause it's our lives that we be leaving. Come on, my brothers, put the nut down, stop the thieving. When you think of our people, we need to relate each other and treat ones as we are equal. For my mom and my family in the coast, what I really need the most is my family that I show, cause I really need my family to stay close to me. Young Shawnee Miller, a young Aborigine, trying to show you the game, the story of my life, trying to show you the struggles of younger life. I don't know what to say or what to do, but when the pressure builds up, it's hard to stay good and true. But I'm trying to stay strong for the cause where I belong, so I hope I'm not wrong when you listen to my song. So you better listen up to what I've been saying. I ain't playing. Got family who be praying for my people in the West Coast, my brothers in Sejuna. Time to change their lives and I hope it comes sooner. We need to think of each other and have our family think of us. Life would be better if you would all accept us. Color of my skin, I was born to be bad, but they don't really see within, cause I'm really a good boy, that's how it's gonna be. People people don't say crime when they really know me, cause they don't really know who I am or what I've been through. They don't understand the struggles when I'm going to school. They don't understand the rules when I put up with life. They don't understand the struggles of not being white, cause I'm trying to be nice when I'm spitting on the mic. So I'll put my pen to paper and I'm writing all night, and I start to sound tight, so I'll hold the message right. Let's stop the fight, relate the colors of black and white, cause it's our lives that we be leaving. Come on, my brothers, put the nut down, stop the thieving. When you think of our people, we need to relate each other and treat ones as we are equal.
Nyundukuli no Young Nanga Life, Nyangaja Shawnee Miller lo Walgajano, Balano Muno Vocal Contribution Gulugulo, Ingangi Linda Salmon, Kanyangaja Wana Band Ango, Kawana, Nyangaja Janamba Wanganga, Nya Gapi, Wara.
Senator McCarthy, welcome to the Anangu Lands Paper Tracker Radio Show. It's really great to be chatting with you today.
It's wonderful to be speaking to you all, and I certainly pay my respects to the traditional owners of this land, and, you know, a very, very big hello to all the Anangu.
Oh, 안녕하세요. 불가물라 왕가자고 뉴람파 라디오 쇼인가 문호 반야 월군이나 냥아 오래제 주다 뉴라 만당한이나니 강아일로 불가물라 부글라링아니 고아리 중오랭고자고.
Senator, to start with, would you like to let our listeners know a little bit about you, where you're from, and how you came to be a senator in the Australian Parliament?
Yes, of course. My traditional lands is the lands of the Yanyuwa and Garawa people of Borroloola, which is 1,000 kilometres southeast of Darwin, and we are known, the Yanyuwa, as Liantawiriara, which means our spiritual being comes from the sea country, so we are very much sea people.
Ua ka ngailo ngalana ni panya ngora nganampa Borroloola leiringa panya Darwin dangoro ulbrara muno garwa juda muno nganana nganampa nya jugurpa panya sea ngoro yurunga nina pa juda.
And Senator, what was your journey to become involved in Australian parliamentary politics?
I have always been really, really troubled by the disadvantage of First Nations people in Australia, and more so because I've seen it firsthand with my own families, and felt that by putting my hand up to talk in the federal parliament, I just hoped that I would be able to make some difference to the lives of the most disadvantaged people in our country.
O angailo banya anango ninani mandanga mono angailo kulini mono nyango banya Australian politics one o banya anamba anango juda ninani disadvantaged pulga jara balojana malago ninani banya mandanga mono angailo nyango nyanga jo dingarangi ngaiku family nga mono ngailo mukurenga ta kat marakaron jaku Wanganjago Parliament Tanga, Jingoro, Palanjago, Aranyangajago, Aribanya, Jidor, Jidoranga, and Yanganamba, Anangajurago. Nyundugulini Anangu Lands Paper Tracker Radio Show, Ganyangaja interviewing and a recorder Milano, 2nd of June, Nganala, Australian Labor Party Senator Melandiri McCarthy.
Senator, I'd like to turn now to talk about the Community Development Program, or CDP. This program has been operating for nearly 2 years and followed on from the CDEP and then the Remote Jobs and Communities program. Now, with each change of these programs, communities have been told that the arrangements for getting jobs or their income benefits have been improved. Do you think the CDP is in fact an improvement on earlier programs? And would you like to make some general comments about how you see the CDP working in remote communities?
The CDP really, really troubles me. I am deeply troubled by the lack of inspiration and hope for First Nations people in our regions. CDP seems to cause now more punishment than inspiration and hope. And I think that is as a result of government not being really clear about what its expectations are for people on CDP.
Well, worry bulga ganyani CDP kunyanga jabanya. Wirongaranji wea mono yangwala kunga yodang wagaring in yangangabanya. Mara kuranjuru nyakunjaku wea. Aga goaringana nyangani banya palurjana punishment yungani banya nya participant joda banyangani. Mono government ango clear wanganja wea. Nya ya mukuringani CDP program wano.
It bothers me because we don't seem to move beyond into equal wages, into better conditions, superannuation, holiday pay. I worry about the dignity of our people and all people who are on the CDP program.
Munungail nyangani banya kuari nganana yurin jawiya banya equal wages nganjago liberla mono conditions gulgulo wiro nganjago superannuation lee balunjana nya wiya nganani ka nganana nyangani nyangaja kura nganjawiya.
Senator, you mentioned punishment rather than inspiration and hope. Now, in terms of punishment, fines are imposed for breaches of the CDP. So the no-show, no-pay policy means that people can lose at least one-tenth of their income support. And reports have indicated that more than 200,000 CDP fines have been issued to people who are late or who don't show up for CDP activities. Would you like to comment on how these penalties are affecting communities?
It bothers me because Centrelink has revealed that there have been over 430,000 investigations for breaches, and yet there are only 37,000 people on CDP. So that means every week, 10,500 people are experiencing breaches. That's not a success story.
Wangailo wari bulga ganyini banya Centrelink ango alaji wangango ka 430,000 ang palorjana nyango investigation banya ngarango kangan na nyanganyi 30,000 ngaranyi CD pinga. Kanya ngana na nyanganyi 10,500 anango ngaranyi breach malani janamba Centrelink requirement durdabanya ngaranyi.
So the CDP is responsible for providing training and linking people with jobs or work-like activities and for keeping records of the individual CDP participants' activities. The CDP service provider, and in the case of the APY lands, that's Skill Hire, the service provider then provides Centrelink with the information about each participant's hours. Centrelink then decides about the payments to be made to each CDP participant and makes the actual payments to each person. What are your thoughts about these two separate functions, the CDP service provider on the one hand and Centrelink on the other? How do you think this arrangement's working or not working?
The CDP arrangements are very, very confusing. Even I was trying to find out which department was running the program. Prime Minister and Cabinet answered some questions, and then they said I had to ask Centrelink more questions, And when I asked Centrelink, Centrelink said, no, it's Prime Minister and Cabinet. So if there is confusion at the government level, it must be absolutely chaotic on the ground for people across Australia.
Question, when your CDP arrangement, department Bologna, Prime Minister Cabinet ango angango wanko la jabela Centrelink anya mono ngail guleni jingoro government ango putu guleni ka wa ka juda banya kwaringa ani mono wa karanga ni department palo la janala palo jana to jingoro putu guleni gul gullo ka nganana nyango banya mono jabino nganalo mula rana melani program nyanga ja.
There's currently a Senate inquiry into CDP. And given all the challenges that people on CDP are experiencing, what do you think needs to be done to improve the system?
I ask all providers and CDP participants to put your voice to the Senate inquiry. Tell us your stories about how CDP works or doesn't work for you and your families. That's the only way the Senate and the government is really going to know if this program is any good and how can it be fixed for the better.
Oa ngai lo program la jabini banya CDP participant jodang ko nyora pagala mono wanga nyanga senate inquiry guru nyundu bjogor baro dela mono nya joda wa karenge ni nya joda goranga ni mono wanga senate inquiry nyanga ko kangana na do wan garango senate ango mono government ango ninding ranja ko nyaagi jango CDP nyanga jawa karengo joya ka nyora pulga wanga.
Senator, I'd like to change topic now. Following the important gathering at Uluru of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples from across Australia, the Uluru Statement from the Heart was developed. Would you like to comment on the significance of the First Nations National Constitutional Convention, the Uluru Statement, and the possible outcomes of this process? Where do you see it going from here?
I'd like to commend the Referendum Council for bringing together so many First Nations people on the sacred lands of the Anangu, and wholeheartedly say thank you to the Anangu for hosting such a significant gathering. It's an important step, but it's not the only step. There are many other steps that need to be taken on this journey.
Wangai lo pulgramula mukuringani wanganjago janjunman kunjago banya referendum council ang waga pulga balano mono wangango anango joda Australia la wenki wano jumuring kunjago mono nyangaja balano chana wanganjago mono ngai lo pulgram mukuringani janjunman kunjago banya anango joda anango ngorai je judango house to milano nyanga jana nyanan jago meeting wanga jago mono wura walko no balo jana jana mandang ngaran jago mono pulka mula wanga jago ngai lo mokoringa ni panya nyora kulin jago nyanga ja step number 1 jingro mayana ni koran jogoro mono palo juta mula ngarani ngana uhan karang ko chungung ko palan jago wa ka nyanga ja.
I just would like to say that the Referendum Council has to finish its report, and it finishes its report at the end of this month, and then they deliver their report to the Parliament, and that's when all politicians can have a look and have a read about what the recommendations are from the Referendum Council. So we're waiting for that report.
Muno referendum council ango kuaril to walka jo nani banya wan gara wan kanja muno report balo balo pakani banya junda wearingula muno karini nyar balo nya report balo nya parliament guru muno wan gara ngol da nyangani recommendation nya joda balo jana juno nyeri balula.
Senator, in drawing to a close, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Oh, look, I just want to say to your listeners, keep warm. It's obviously cold. Look after one another and love your families, hey? Yo, bawajibara.
Before
we close, a quick shout out from the Anangu Lands Paper Tracker. We're drafting a submission for the Senate inquiry into the CDP, and we'd love to receive any comments or ideas which people have about the CDP. And we'll include these anonymously and confidentially in our submission to the federal government. So please feel free to contact the Anangu Lands Paper Tracker and let us know your views about the CDP. We're needing these before the 9th of June.
Submission gulugulu junani banya Senate inquiry guru kanyora jinguru nyoram pujugur bagani ni ngalawang kanganana laguru nganna jun gujaku mono iarni ara balun jana nya balur jana kulin jaku kanyanga ja paderingani 9th of June da kama palgu nganana nya ringamela jakul jora bala.
Well, Senator McCarthy, thank you so much for talking with us today. We really appreciate your time and sharing your thoughts with us. So thank you.
Thank you, Susan, and thank you, Rosemary. Blessings to you all, hey? Yo, yamalu. Bye-bye.
O ala jiga ngana pa time al tagwari wiare ngo, nyonda jingu mukurenga nyi kulinja go banya interview on gara, Australian Labor Party Senator Melandary McCarthy njara. Nyonda angulo nguri la website anga, papertracker.com.au. Palyo!
You've been listening to the Paper Tracker Radio Show, a project of uniting communities. The show is produced at Radio Adelaide and heard out across Anangu lands. For more information on the Paper Tracker project, this show, and most importantly, what's happening in Anangu communities, visit our website at www.papertracker.com.au. We work hard to make sure the information you hear on this program is up to date and accurate. If you want to send us an update or discuss any of the issues we've talked about today, our email address is info@papertracker.com.au. Or you can call us in Adelaide on 8202 5867. A big thank you to Kaklu Youth Arts for allowing us to use a track from their 2009 CD, Songs from Central Australia, as the theme music for this show. The track is called Kirsty's Beat and was written by Kirsty Heffernan. Thanks, Kirsty.